AM 1170 The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network. This is Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer. If it's a car, motorcycle, boat, or anything else with an engine in San Diego, it's on Racer Radio. Now, here's your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. You are listening to Racer Radio. This segment is brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody, treats you better than El Cajon Ford. Go to www.elcajonford.com, elcajonford.com. And they've got a big sale going on today till about 9, and next weekend they'll be doing even a bigger sale. But if you want to get the same basic discounts, this is the weekend to do it. That way you can take your family and go out and enjoy the Labor Day weekend without having to deal with buying a car. So,
all right.
They put that program together just so folks could do that.
That's smart.
Yeah, and I tell you what, we were rocking this weekend. And he's got plenty of inventory. You don't have to worry about not having the cars. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, do we have anybody on the line? I don't think so, do we? No. So let's talk a little bit about Western States Racer Expo.
Yeah, so in February 24th and 25th, we have an event that is in its third year, and it's SoCal's only auto racing expo. The only one. Mm-hmm. Okay? And what we call it is Racers Helping Racers. Mm-hmm. Shelley Woodridge founded it after she sat in the stands watching her husband race and noticing that other racers were not maximizing their setups, and that they were making, you know, rookie mistakes and things that could be avoided. And she thought, this is a need. And she set up this expo the first year, had a success with it, brought it back a second year. We were lucky enough to be asked to do a remote from there. So both Dave and I were there for it.
Which we will be there again this year.
And so what happens at it is the young racers can go and learn how to just do race prep from pros, from people who are racers, like Lake Speed Jr. He goes out there and he talks to the crowd about what you need to do to be effective on the track and maximize your potential on the track. They have everybody there, from guys who do carburetors to guys who do springs, suspension, tires, you name it, from head to toe for your car. And Dave does his bit by helping them understand about how to relate to the media, and what that is a very important element. If you're going to be a racer, you have to know how to talk to the media, and you also have to know how to work the beating the bushes to get sponsors.
Because
and keep your sponsors.
That's what's going to keep you in a car. And that's what this whole program, it's what, 2 days?
It's 2 days, yes.
And it's that jam-packed. And some of the fastest and the most professional drivers show up just to share their
expertise.
Their expertise.
And knowledge.
Exactly. And like I said, you know, there is a media side of it, but we put you on radio. You will not just show up and watch us do radio. No, you will get headphones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we put headphones on at least four drivers last year,
at least.
Maybe even
six or seven.
I lost count because we also interviewed some of the guys who had booths there
right.
who were talking about their expertise.
But we don't charge anything to the kids. It's totally free for them. I mean, there is a fee to come to the expo, but once you're in the expo, everything is pretty much wide open and free.
Yeah.
And everybody we've known that's gone have come back. Because this will be the third year.
Yeah, this is their third year. It's going to be at the Fairplex in Pomona.
It used to be in a hall. Mm-hmm. Then it went to a fairground, and now it's at the expo.
Yeah, so now they're going to be the Fairplex in Pomona, and there's a lot more details to come on it. Because right now, Shelley's in the mode of signing up people to not only speak and do the presentations, but also to have booths there.
Right.
So you can roam around and be a vendor. Yeah. So you need to be in touch with her. And it's Western States Racer
Expo.com.
And through that website, there is a contact us link, and you can go ahead and get in touch with Shelley Woolridge, the organizer.
Right.
And let her know you want to be a sponsor, do a booth, or whatever you would like to do.
And it's all forms of motorsport. It's not just circle track. It's not just drag racing. It's not road course. It's all of the above.
Any racing.
If it's got an engine, transmission, and setup is involved, mm-hmm. I mean, they will go so in-depth for, like, shock tuning. I mean, and if you don't know anything about shock tuning, let me tell you what, folks, that could win or lose a race, having your shock set up properly.
Well, yeah.
And you got Brian's Engines comes in.
Right.
You know, Eddie and his son, you know, they'll teach you everything there is to know about how to properly build an engine. And then you have oil companies coming in, you know, that promote racing oil and explain to you why certain racing oils for certain applications are important.
Lubricants are so important.
And it'll give you, and then there's opportunities for you to, you know, if you want to go buy a complete race car, there'll be vendors there that sell complete race cars. There'll
right.
be vendors there that have racing programs. You know, we never did get what's-his-face on. You know, he has that big V8 Superclass.
Oh.
Remember him? And he had a car out there for sale. And he works with Shelley really a lot. Big heavyset gentleman.
I don't know. Can't remember.
Yeah, I have to chase him down.
And also tuning. And, you know, having your getting on the dyno. They right. We had a couple of guys, the Shaver Brothers, I mm-hmm. think it was, and to talk about that. And so everything you do adds up to making a better time on the track.
Well, because normally the way you learn all of this stuff is trial and error at the track, and you're spending hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars, I have to say, making mistakes.
Yeah, and wasting your time.
Exactly. And then when all of a sudden, you know, you finally get that combination, maybe somebody at the expo gives you an inside tip, because the beauty of it is you don't get the news at the track. You get it. You want to get it off the track.
Right.
You want to be able to have something that you can say, oh, so if I do this, this, and this, it'll do that, that, and that? Yes.
Yeah.
And you go really
so
fast.
You can shortcut, not only save yourself a lot of money, but save yourself a lot of frustration by learning how to get it in front of these things.
Right. And we teach you techniques on how to garner advertisers. And you just yeah. don't walk up and say, hey, give me $100 and I'll let you put your sticker on my car. No.
And also how to maintain your sponsorships. It's so important that you consider those
oh,
to
yeah,
be
yeah,
your
yeah,
business
yeah.
partners in what you're doing.
Right.
You know, we're not going to tell you how to race. I mean, that's not part of the expo. I don't think they have anybody who talks about looking for the windows and going for the apex. But keeping your sponsors is so vital to keeping you going and not worrying about money.
Right. But it's an everyday thing. And then
every day.
And whenever you do talk, and you'll see us, we'll bring kids on all the time. Sure, we can bring, you know, I can reach out to the professionals. I can get the Dale Earnhardts and all those people, but why? I mean, really, why? I want to get on are the kids that are trying to make a name for themselves.
Right.
You know, the Joel Rayburns of the world. The
Allison Gay.
The Austin Edwards of the world. Sarah Moldehauer. Yeah. You know, these are all folks that will get behind 100% because they come at you in a very, very... When you meet these kids, folks, I am here to tell you, your checkbook will just jump out of your pocket. All you got to do is listen to them and see what they have to say. And, you know, and it's really investing in you know, the youth of today.
And keeping this sport alive
yep.
is really important. And that's the thing. These young kids, they have a passion for it, and they want to keep doing it. So we have to keep these events, allow kids to not only make a name for themselves, maybe move up. Maybe you'll see them on TV someday in NASCAR, IndyCar, IMSA racing. You never know.
But you know what the real bonus is when you get involved with, like, Western States Racer Expo or any form of racing, it keeps your nose clean because you don't have time to get in trouble. You're so busy keeping the car on the track, mm-hmm. keeping your grades up so you can keep driving the race car on the track, chasing your sponsors down, making them happy. You know, like Austin Edwards. I mean, that guy, he'll drag his race car anywhere.
Yeah.
And who's the other gentleman with the hose? Valdez, no.
Oh, P.J. Hernandez?
No, not P.J. Hernandez. I can't think of his name. He's going to kill me if he's listening. He's a really cute little kid, and he's like 16 years old, and he had Hose Pros or Hose Man was the sponsor on his car.
Oh.
He had it looked like he had a scar on the side of his head, but I can't think of his name to save my... Anyway, I'll have to think about it. But super nice kid. In fact, we got to chase him down.
I thought it was P.J. Hernandez, but okay.
I don't think it's J. Hernandez. No, that's not the name, but anyway, we'll come up with it. Anyway, but hey, and we got to support tracks like Barona, Paris Auto Speedway.
Because look what happened at Irwindale.
Yeah,
here we go. Another one bites the dust. Yeah. And if these kids don't have a place to go,
right.
we all lose.
And Qualcomm Stadium's going to go away. So that's going to throw a lot of cars on the street that are going to want to do things we don't want them to do.
Right.
But all right. Well, hey, we're going to go ahead and take a break. We got Dirt Dude should be calling in. I guess they had a wild night last night.
Yeah.
Lots of money flying around.
And let me just say one more time, the website for Western States Racer Expo is westernstatesraceexpo.com.
That's right. So feel free to get on the website. And if you don't have that, if you can't get a hold of them, just go to racerradio.com
and message us. And we'll get you in touch with the right people.
That's right. So no sponsor too small, no sponsor too big.
Absolutely.
All right. We're going to take a small break right here on Racer Radio. I'm Dave.
I'm Michelle.
And this is AM 1170.
The Answer.
Back, you're listening to Racer Radio right here on AM 1170. This segment is brought to you by Barona Circle Track. Go to www.baronaspeedway.com, baronaspeedway.com. Michelle ran downstairs to pick up our guests for the Velodrome segment, so she'll be with us shortly. But right now, we have Dirt Dude on the line. How'd it go last night there, son?
Dave, it went pretty well. You know, it's kind of hard to compete with everything going on and the San Diego County region. I think there was two concerts and McGregor fight, and you know, there's just so much to do. And a little warm out after the sun went down. We picked up the fan count a little bit after that. Great night of racing. Just all in all, just a great night of racing. We'll go on just to what we had for finishes and our mini dwarf sportsmen's. Charlie Carty got his ninth main event win. He's been on a tear this whole season. And in our Mindorf Masters, Deegan Irie got his seventh main event win. And then our junior sprints, Cade McGowan got his third main event win. So they're doing pretty good out there. And then onto our big track, we actually surprised everybody, brought the cars out, started rolling the track in. Track was really good after intermission, getting it all ready for main events. We ran the pure stocks first, and we ran them backwards. And the rules of pure stock is just that, pure stock, you know, suspension, everything, components, and then, you know, you can't really do camber and, like, there's tricks to do to make your car turn left with stock parts. So to get that, to check for that, you make sure you turn everybody right hand. And it went really well. I mean, every time we've done these racing backwards, you know, there's a few guys complain, oh, well, it's not safe, and, you know, everything like that, but a lot of guys that actually really like it, and for some reason, it's totally different. And, you know, there's just a few things, like last night, the Ford Jason Aldridge, he got his second main event win running backwards, and I was talking to him, and he's like, at the end, he started running out of gas because his pickup is normally on the right-hand side, on the left-hand side of the tank, right-hand side of the tank.
Yeah.
So when you run backwards, the gas is going to the other side. He goes, I should have learned after the last, you know, figure eight, or the last backwards race, you know, I need to turn it to the other side, that we always have plenty of gas. So
well, he's
making it to the end.
I'm sure he'll make it on the third one. What do you think? Think he'll figure it out by the third?
Yeah, I bet, because right behind him was the 11 of Robbie White, and Robbie has done really good doing backwards and figure eight. So, you know, it's one of those things you like to throw a little trick in there, and these guys have a lot of fun with it.
Well,
then we went to our dwarf cars.
Yeah.
Darren Brown is going away to college here, and this was his last night here for the season, and he got his sixth main event win. And those guys are fast. Actually had a couple get together, and Pete Scully was in the 13, barrel rolled pretty hard, but he got out of the car and was okay. Tore the car up really bad, but
really,
you know, that's what all the safety gear is there for. Yeah, it was pretty crazy. He came out of four and got together with another one, and they just barrel rolled. He barrel rolled, and the other guy flipped a couple, or flipped the front to back out of turn four. But guys, everyone's okay, and then just tore up the two cars right there. Darren Brown, I told him when we're at the driver's meet, I'm like, dude, you got to put on a show tonight. Your last night here, you always win. I mean, dude, he's got six main event wins. How can you top that? I'm like, start in the back, man. Handicap yourself. Go from the back to the front. He's like, no, nah, well, I don't know. You know, it's my last night, and I just want to take it easy. And I'm like, you got to do it. So he ended up starting in the back last night and went from the back to the front in the 20 laps. So the car was just fast. And I told him, man, you know, you can't, no one can dispute it. You started from the back and went to the front. So, you know, you're that fast. So it was a good run for the dwarf cars. Had our super stocks out there. Steve still got his third main event win. And in our street stocks, Brian Brown got his fourth main event win. That was just flat out. He ran that car hard out in front, and it had no problem. It was that car was a rocket. He led. It was a green white checkered, so basically no cautions, and he led from start to finish.
Wow, that's awesome. Sorry, yeah, I'm Michelle. Run. I'm just jumping in. I had. That's how it goes around here.
Yeah, I had to take care of some business. I know.
I did.
And then we had our pro and stock ponies. Danny Gay was out there.
Oh, cool.
He got his second main event win.
Oh, he won again. And, awesome.
Yeah, he did. Curtis Ryder got his third main event win, and he's done really good out there in a stock pony. IMC Modifieds was our last main event out for the night. Was a really good run. Matthew Hicks got his second main event win. He's currently leading the points right now.
I was going to say, it sounds like he's on top.
It was one with two main event wins. So the points right now, he's leading the points with 424. You go to second in points, which is the one of Royce Henry. He finished third, and he has 419, but Royce has five main event wins. So it's not the amount of wins, it's the amount you can total through the season in your points. Mm-hmm. So talked to Matt last night, and he's like, he goes, I'm done winning stuff. He goes, I've got a lot of trophies. He goes, I want to win championships. So that's what he's focused on now.
All
he's
right.
Like, yeah, if I can stay consistent, first, second, third, you know, a lot of seconds, and then pull off a couple of firsts when we can. He'd like to do, you know, win every race. But if you stay consistent and stay in the top, you get a championship. So he's looking forward to that. And then that was pretty much the night of racing, and it's all on YouTube or Facebook. I know a lot of people have been, you know, videoing it from the stands, doing live chatting. So a lot of our drivers are on Facebook. So if you want to catch up with any of them, like I say, I follow a lot of our drivers when we're not racing, see what's going on, what they're working on, where they plan on going next. And then, you know, follow all the tracks that I follow all the other tracks that are around Kokopa and Paris and, you know, stuff going on there. Like I knew Paris was having a race last night, a nice sprint car race.
Yeah, they had an old-timers night. Old-timers,
yeah.
You know, to bring the cars and the drivers out for meeting with the fans before the race. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, they were trying to raise money. I think they were raising money, too, weren't they?
Wasn't
there a charity involved with that?
I don't remember.
Not 100% sure.
Well, so your next race is September 9th?
Yes.
All right.
2 weeks.
2 weeks. Okay.
And non-points night for IMC Modifieds, because there's a huge modified race back east, and when modifieds run back east for like one of their big nationals openings, they tell other tracks no IMC points will be awarded, but Barona points will be awarded. So we're actually, I think, going to have some fun. I know some people that want to run IMCA, but they don't want to buy the license because there's only, two or three races left for the season. Mm-hmm. So they're going to come out on a non-points night because it's not officially an IMCA race.
Sure.
So I know some other people that are going to be bringing their cars out and trying some stuff. And I know when we end our season, we still have like two or three races left in the season. And they won't be IMCA because they have to start running out in like the desert. That's when they start the winter series. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be a few things where, like, run topless, like, you know, take the whole top off the car. So it's just basically from the door jam or from the door seal down, there's the car, and then everything up, you basically take the whole top off the car. And it's pretty good that when you do that, because you get to see the drivers work. It's like an open sprint car kind of thing, but it's a modified.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we used to run the convertible divisions back in the day. So that was not unheard of. So this is almost kind of like a throwback to that era.
Yeah.
And you're right. I think it's good because it'll get more of a relationship with the fan and the driver because you get to see what they're doing.
And it's something different. It's something like, you know, trying to do something different.
Yeah.
Well, and that's what you need to do to keep people in this in the stands. We've got to get a date together for KUSI as well here pretty soon. I just got to get an email from you so you can jar my memory.
What I want to do is I want to get an RV and go up there with a barbecue.
Okay.
And stay. I do.
I don't
I want to
you.
Do that. I want to have the full Barona experience. Since the casino has no rooms available, I kind of like, that's what I need to do.
Well.
They don't have any rooms available?
Not the whole summer. Every weekend
every
is booked.
Every weekend's booked. Because she
tried. I checked.
Because she drives all the way down from Irvine, so, you know, it wouldn't make sense for her to, you know, turn around and drive. That's why when she left, well, you end up staying in Poway.
I got a place in Poway.
Oh, and that was a really fine place.
Oh, wow. We're talking high dollar place here.
So you guys got any pull? You got any pull at Barona?
No, that's my problem. I mean, I'm like, I'd go there, have dinner afterwards and everything, and everyone, I've never been there because, you know, I turn and when we go to the gate, I turn and go left, which takes it back down towards, you know, North County. Everyone else is turning right and going back down towards East County, you know? Yeah. So I'm like, it's one of those things. I never go by the casino that much, and it's kind of out of the way for me other than the tracks. So.
Right.
And I'm also surprised you don't have your banquet there.
We've actually do our banquet at a place down in Lakeside. That we've done it like three or four times now, and they treat us really well.
Yeah.
And it's kind of more centrally located for a lot of people.
Yeah, that's true, too, because you do have a lot of people.
Oh, yeah, you get people coming from all over. Yeah.
We're already planning on our next banquet. So I think Debbie Chapman had the date already, so sometime around January, I think it's like the first couple weekends in January, I think like the 12th or something like that.
Well, give me,
so we've already got our banquet planned.
Yeah, well, give me a date and I'll try to be there this time because, I mean, you've never given me a date and I've never made it to any of them yet. Or wait a minute.
Sure.
Wait a minute. Is there a reason you're not giving me a date?
Yeah.
Is that what the deal is?
Hey, you can go and do my job for me because then I get to sit down and enjoy it.
I'd be more than happy to do your job.
Oh, he would emcee it in a heartbeat.
But I wouldn't do as good a job as you do. I mean, my gosh. I mean, let me tell you, you ought to come with me at San Diego Velodrome. You want to see excitement. I can't remember half their names, but I'm working on it. I'm working on it. I'm working on it as much as I can. But I take my hat off to anybody that announces events is like what you guys do because it's not
as
easy as it looks.
I tell everybody, dude, I could murder a name easy, man. It's Smith, and I could still somehow get it wrong. So,
dude, don't even
start.
You
get into these, like, alphabet letters, you know, you're like, wow, I can't even get that one right.
I got Roger and Pat in the house, and you're grinning from ear to ear because nobody destroys names as well as I do.
Yeah.
I mean, I am a professional, let me tell you. All right, kid. Hey, well, let me let you get back to your yard work because I know it's nice and cool up there.
So, oh, yeah.
You have fun.
Oh, yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you.
All right. Stay cool.
Take care, buddy. All right, folks. We're going to take a small break. You're listening to Racer Radio right here on AM 1170. We are the answer. Folks, hey, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio right here on AM 1170. The Answer. I'm Dave.
And I'm Michelle.
And we have on the line, actually, Paris Auto Speedway. We want to definitely talk about Paris Auto Speedway.
Since they sponsor our show.
Absolutely. And if you've not been to Paris Auto Speedway, you've totally missed out. It is one fast half-mile dirt track.
Oh, yeah.
Right up there, right off the 125. Pretty basically easy to get to, so you definitely need to check it out. And who do we have on the line?
We have the current points leader at the track, Brody Roa from Garden Grove, the pride of Garden Grove.
I don't know
here
about
he
that.
Is.
Is he the pride? Are you the pride of Garden Grove?
Oh,
trying to make
know
him
about
laugh.
That. There's some exciting stuff in good old Garden Grove.
Yeah, but you probably are the most exciting thing to come out of Garden Grove.
Wow, boy, you must have really hit a home run with that one, my friend. So I don't even know how to even get to that one, but I understand you beat our little buddy Damian Gardner.
Well, tell us how you did it.
Yeah. Tell us, please.
We want to know all about it.
Last night was it started off as a real good night, and then the main was pretty tough for us. In the main, we lost a line in the power steering system and sprung a leak and dumped all the power steering fluid out of it. So
yeah, but wait a minute. The bad part about it is you went all the way to the back because you didn't even take the green flag, right?
Yeah, I pushed off, and then I was feeling it out, and it felt wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It was like it had half power steering.
Mm-hmm. Ouch!
I pushed off, so I came in and just topped the reservoir off with fluid and pushed back off, and it ran like three laps before it dumped the rest of it out. So I ran the rest of the race, no power steering, and just put it around the bottoms, trying to make the best of it, and everything kind of fell into place, and it ended up being an okay night for us.
Well, you needed that upper body workout, and
easy for her to say. I mean,
yeah, I think I'm good for a month now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't need to be taught anything about no power steering.
Forget pec day at the gym. You're done.
But once you get the car really going, is power steering that important?
Yeah, it's go out in your driveway and turn your key on and roll down the hill and try to turn it. That's about what it feels like.
Wow, that's amazing. So what did you end up finding? Was it just a line had ruptured?
Yeah, there was a little pinhole in the line on the pressure side of the power steering pump.
It's pretty amazing. You made your way up to seventh, considering
from last. Wow, that's
Yeah, we pushed off, and I pulled into the work area, so we had to start last, and managed, and somehow ran seventh. Everybody, it was a weird night out there. Everybody was. I don't know if they're a little excited or what, but everybody else kind of used their stuff up too, so it kind of worked out in our favor.
Wow!
Now I understand. I'm looking at Scott's text. He said you won the trophy dash.
Yeah, that was a cool deal for the Hall of Fame race that they put on out there at Paris in August every year. That was the first time I've been a part of the trophy dash. Top four qualifiers, and we ran four 3-lap races. And rotated starting positions, and whoever had the most points at the end won it from finishing position. So we got that. That was a cool deal. That was fun.
Well, I think Scott might have made a typo.
Yeah, I was going to say it says $1 million in your purse for that.
Yeah, You won $1 million last night. So when you see Scott, send me your.
That's how much he owes you. We'll tell him.
That's how much Paris Auto Speedway owes.
Those extra zeros.
Yeah, there needs to be some.
Yeah, he put him in there.
That's what he wrote. We'll send you the text.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right here and now. I'm thinking, dang, dude, you're buying us lunch.
Yeah, forget about the lottery. You're done.
Right.
Yeah, no kidding. So now what are you going to do? I hear you're heading off to California Sprint Week. Where's that at?
Yeah, we next Saturday and Sunday night we're at Calistoga Speedway up in Santa Rosa.
Yeah.
So that's a big event. That's fun. Well, last year we were running really good there and had a couple problems there at the end of at the end of the first night we had a problem, then crashed early in the second night, but. We're pretty good up there, so we need to have a good week, especially now that we got the points lead. So we need to get through next week and finish this year off strong.
I think this is the only group that does. I mean, this reminds me of Chili Bowl and things like that in the Midwest where they run 5 days. And because you're going to do 6 races in 8 days on 5 different tracks. I mean, that is crazy.
Yeah, it's a lot of work and a lot of driving, a lot of traveling, so it wears you out. So if you have a good week, you come home and you feel good about it. If you don't, you come home and think why you keep doing it. But either way, it's fun. It really is. So it's good memories for sure.
As far as the different tracks, do you have a preference? Like, what do you like the best? What tracks do you like to run?
You know, I really like the big tracks. Real fast tracks like Calistoga, and we went back east to Indiana Sprint Week this year, and places like Lawrenceburg, the real fast and high bank. I like those, and the small tracks, I used to really like them. I still do. We run good there, but I've really kind of grown accustomed to tracks where you can leg it out for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the last time we had you on was right before you went to Indiana.
Yeah.
And how did that all go for you?
that was a good week for us. I think it's really kind of helped turn our year around and made us a contender for this thing out here this year for the CRA championship.
No kidding. Wow, cool. Because you got a lot of track time, you learned a lot of things, or what?
Yeah, those guys back there, they're so good. So it really forces you to, you know, find where, as a driver, it forced me to kind of find where, you know, it points out where I'm lacking in areas. Yeah. So it really woke me up to see what I need to improve on and decisions we make. And I think it's really, really kind of put us in a good position to give it a run this year.
So who are some of your sponsors? Who are the people that are on the side of the car that help you get to all these different events? My goodness.
Oh, there's a lot of them. We got HD Industries. They're the biggest one. They give us our shop in Long Beach and supply an engine for us. And they do so much for us that we wouldn't be running half the races we do if it weren't for them. So we just had Jim Z. He's been out for a while. He was back at the track last night. So it was cool to get that trophy dash win for him last night. And kind of a bummer we had the problems and we didn't run as good in the main as we could have for them, but they're a major help for us. And Burris Racing down in Huntington Beach, they're good friends. Mike Burris and Kurt and Derek and all them down there, they're great friends, and they've helped us out since day one of go karting. So,
You mean the Burris family from karting? Oh my goodness!
Yeah,
because I started karting back. Oh my gosh, way back when with Gary Emick and. We used to have the Burris. I think they were making clutches, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, the old Burco clutches.
Yeah. God, I hated those things. I could never figure out how to set those stupid things up. Don't tell him I said that. Don't tell him I said that. Boy, did I have a pain in the you-know-what trying to figure those things out. The little weights and the little oil and all that stuff. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
So who else is on the side of the car?
Biker Bruce Fisher is another big one. He goes to all the races at Paris. They're going to ride their Harleys up to California Sprint Week next week. And
all right.
Lee and Norma Leonard, they've been on for a few years. And when we had some big engine problems, I don't know, it was a long time ago now, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, they helped us out with an engine. They've been good friends ever since. So, Driven Racing Oils and K1 Race Gear, Molecule, Driven Racing Oils, Crow Safety Gear. It's endless.
Did I hear you say you got K1 Speed Racing Gear?
Yeah.
So do I.
Oh yeah?
Isn't that's
like, nice stuff, huh?
Dude, it's great. Are you kidding? I mean, I used to race out at the Coronado Speed Festival. And they geared me up, gave me a nice uniform and the Nomex, the whole nine yards. No, that stuff is really, really, really good gear, real good gear. Gosh, can't believe we have so much in common.
You can wear it for a full week and never get tired of it.
Thank you very much. I just got mine out of the cleaners. I hadn't had it in the cleaners in a while, so I just got it out of the cleaner, so it's all ready for the next opportunity.
There you go.
Well, you always got to carry your gear with you, right? You never go anywhere without gear.
Yeah, you never know what's going to pop up. Yeah, somebody might ask you to race their shopping cart.
Hey, I just came back from Maine driving the new 707-horsepower Jeep Grand Cherokee. So on a private track, hasn't even opened it up to the club yet. So we uphill, downhill. Oh, man, I think it was hair-raising. So, yeah, but you always got to be ready. Always got to be ready.
Always got to be ready.
All right. So...
Do you know about the Western States Racer Expo by any chance? Have we talked with you about it? Because I don't know if Shelley's approached you and asked you to participate or anything like that.
Yeah, I've talked to Shelley about it. It was a few months back. We were talking about it a little bit.
Yeah, we're going to be dragging all our radio gear up again next year when the expo shows up at Pomona. And we're going to do 3 hours of radio and make sure, if nothing else, if you show up, we'd like to come up and say hi.
Definitely.
Yeah, for sure. I'll make it out this year and swing by.
Should be fun. Plus, we're going to come back up again. We don't come up a lot because I've got TV early the next morning, but we do like to come up, especially, you know, when you guys run. So
to Paris, yeah.
Yeah, Paris Auto Speedway. It's a little bit of a jaunt, but hey, you know, driving's fun, the way I look at it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's only once a month, too, so
yeah,
it can't wear you out too much.
Nah. Right. No.
Well, congratulations on last night and your lead in the points up there.
So
thank you very much.
You going to be able to hang on to it? Because, you know, Damien's not going to let this lie down.
No, no.
No.
Oh, yeah. No, we're going to run 110% for the rest of the year and do what we can to hang on to this thing.
And I got a feeling he's going to run 111%. So you just keep your eye open. That's okay. You'll do it. I mean,
I'm just thinking that 111% is one extra percent.
And how did Jake Swanson and Mike Spencer do last night?
Jake ran third. He was quick time and ran second in the dash to us. And and then Spencer ran fifth, I believe.
Okay. Only because Michelle's last name is Spencer.
Well, he's like my bro from another mode.
So that's one of her favorites. So.
Yeah.
That's the only reason she's checking in on you.
Yeah.
All right, Brody. Hey, well, thank you very much for taking time out of your Sunday. We really want to hear what Sprint Week is all about. So when you get back, just give Scott a little heads up, and we would love to have you chat about it. And hopefully we'll give you a little bit of mojo and you win like crazy.
That's it.
Yes.
So you can make Garden Grove very
proud.
We'll
be in touch.
All right, buddy. You take care. Brody Rowe, folks.
All right, you too.
Check him out at Paris Auto Speedway. All right, we're going to take a small break. When we come back, we got the Velodrome gang in the house. We got Pat Murray and Roger Lovett, and they're going to tell you about a great event coming up, plus how much fun you could have at San Diego Velodrome every Tuesday and Friday night. Stay tuned.
AM 1170, The Answer, KCBQ.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. You are listening to
Racer Radio.
I'm Dave.
And I'm Michelle.
And this segment is brought to you by Certified Car Care. Looking for good car repair? 11370 North Woodside Avenue in Santee. If you notice, I have shops all over the county. And the reason I do that is if you ever have a problem, question, or concern, call me, 760-715-5507. And if any of my sponsors and you don't get along, I'll help fix it. Well, right now we got Pat Murray and Roger Lovett in the house. They're with the San Diego Velodrome. How are you doing, Pat?
Good.
Yeah, I forgot to tell you. Grab the old microphone. You can pull it around and grab it.
Okay.
Hi, so we got Pat Murray. And again, how are you today?
I'm doing good. Yeah.
And Roger, how are you?
I'm doing great.
All right. You can pull your ears off if you don't want to wear your cans. There you go. So, Pat, now, you know, you're out there with San Diego Velodrome. How long have you been riding out there?
At the Velodrome, probably 4 years.
Okay. And have you done track racing before Velodrome, or were you
a
street rider?
I rode on the road.
A street rider.
I'm a mountain biker.
Oh, okay.
That's how I found the Velodrome, is because the mountain bike crew rides by there. And I would see these bikes without brakes and go, wow, what is that?
Yeah. That's what about you, Roger?
I started racing there as a kid in 1978.
Wow.
So you were, what, 2 years after it was open, right?
Yeah.
Wow. And you've been riding all ever since, huh?
Off and on.
Yeah.
Yes.
What brings you back? Because I noticed you just, like, a lot of the riders, they leave and then they come back.
I just showed up on a road bike and somebody recognized me from before and asked me if I had my bike. And he's all, just come back. And so I came back.
Yeah. So, yeah. And you just, didn't you have a little health issue? You had a...
I had a heart attack 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Got a stent put in.
Got a stent and you're back riding again. And
yeah, it's like... ported and polished. I'm back faster.
You got horsepower now.
Yeah, horsepower.
Folks, trust me, he is fast. I watch him. But Pat, let's talk about the event that's coming up.
Absolutely. So, thanks for letting me let everybody know about our Sunday event. It's the 3rd of September. It's next Sunday. Labor Day weekend. You have Monday off, so you can come
rest
see us
up.
You can race with us. It is a USA Cycling sanctioned event in honor of Jackie Price Dunn. This is the fourth year we'll have this memorial race. It's an Omnium race. So there's four fields of racers. There's beginner men, there's beginner women, there's advanced men and advanced women. So we want all of our racers, local and in the Los Angeles area, to come down and race with us. Mm-hmm. And anybody who hasn't seen the velodrome and the resurfacing, come down and spectate and cheer on those that had traveled to come race. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they can go to usacycling.com and look up at the events. It's going to be listed there. Okay. Registration's open this week. It closes on Thursday for this Omnium. It's cheap. It's only $15. So what we do is we raise money for the Velo Youth and the Juniors Development Programs with raffle sales. So everybody that knows Jackie wants to help out. So we have vendors in the area donate items that we raffle off, and all those funds that we raise during the race and beforehand go towards the juniors to keep those racers on our track and representing San Diego on all the events, national and worlds. Actually, we had somebody from, in fact, you talked to them last week. She went to Italy, just one of our juniors, so Mackenzie Steiner.
Kills me how we have so much talent in San Diego. It's almost scary. So how do people donate? Say if maybe they can't go to the actual event. Is there a website or is there a way to get it?
We do have a web. We have a Facebook event set up that is also linked to the USA Cycling registration site. So you could go to the San Diego Velodrome website, and or you could go to the USA Cycling website, and you'll see the website link there. Mm-hmm. And or if you want to just contact me directly, you can email info@ sdvelodrome.com, and that will come to me, and I'd be happy to announce you as a supporter.
Sure.
And or if you want to buy some raffle tickets, I'm going to be selling raffle tickets on Tuesday night at the racing, and I'll and Friday night at the racing for Sunday in case you can't make it.
Right.
But we'll be selling raffle tickets on Sunday, so come on down and watch the racing if you're not a racer.
Right.
If you are a racer, come participate and let's have full fields.
Oh,
and,
absolutely,
lots of competition.
And on Tuesday night, Beersall's food truck will be there.
That's right.
And it looks pretty good to me. I've gotten close, Sean ate my last burger.
Oh.
I mean, he was hungrier than I was, I guess.
So he needed it more than you.
I guess he needed that more than me. So how much are the raffle tickets?
The raffle tickets are $5 each, or you can get five if you give me a 20.
Yeah, look at that. He's a wheeler diva. That's really good.
I'm doing the math.
I know. Tell them about Velo Youth.
The Velo Youth is a program that uses the velodrome facility to teach at-risk youth about leadership, responsibility, how to take care of themselves, and how to work as a team.
Mm-hmm.
And Matt Hoffman and the Velo Youth run those. I think they have them two or three times a week after school.
Mm-hmm.
And the Junior Development Program, which is the other program that we have, it's free for kids to come learn how to ride the track. And it's the beginners are on Monday afternoon, and the more advanced juniors are on Thursday afternoon. And again, it's free for the kids. And when they go to do the bigger events like states or national competitions, we need to support the kids because there's travel and there's coaching and all the costs associated with that. And that's what we do the fundraising for.
And I got to tell you, folks, come out to the velodrome. It's totally free. Tuesdays and Friday nights, come out and watch some of the wildest racing. I was flying in from Maine Friday night, but I will have to tell you, as I'm looking out my window, I go, hey, look, there goes Roger. No, not really. But I could see the track.
Oh, cool.
I mean, because the lights were still on, and it was lit up, that white fence all the way around. Oh, my God. It's such a beautiful facility. And I think the thing that I'd like to get across to people is if you have a kid in your household, in your neighborhood, that just seems a little lost, it doesn't have a lot of direction, but likes to ride his bicycle, come down to the velodrome. Because you guys have bicycles already there, and these are fixed-geared bicycles with no brakes. Now, for all you moms and dads that are freaking out because I just said no brakes, Roger, tell them why we don't have no brakes.
Well, you keep going around in circles. It's like a car racetrack, and doesn't take long to stop and get off.
Yeah. But brakes will make it really ugly.
Yes.
If someone hits the brakes,
people from behind going to hit them.
Yes.
There's no reason to have brakes.
Yeah. I know that doesn't make sense, but it does make sense.
But it does make sense, yeah.
And then once you do it, and then slowing down is, yes. I mean, you can actually slow down just by
by not pedaling so hard.
Exactly. And you guys do pedal hard. I watched Pat the other night, man. She was up off the seat, man. Am I right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to get him. I'm going to get him.
We try hard.
Yeah. Well, and then last, I was so bummed I couldn't fly in to see Friday night, because Friday night was women's night.
Yes.
How'd that go? Was it good?
It was very fun. We had lots of
you always have fun.
Women there, and there was a couple that were there for the first time after they finished their certification class, and we actually did something different. We had a team sprint. So basically we divided all of the women into two teams,
uh-huh.
and then we had a race where we chased each other, and the person that finished first, and it's a pursuit, okay? So
sure.
you're measuring on the either side of the track, and we had to have somebody watch. I think Roger was judge to see who finished first. So it was exciting because that's also an event that they compete with, USA Cycling and mm-hmm. so forth, UCI events. So it's also us helping them get used to training for an event that is an official sanctioned type of event.
Yeah, because we actually get people coming down out of L.A. I mean, some. I have to tell this story. I always get a kick out of it because I'm walking around. I have my little paperwork. I'm trying to find out who everybody is. And so what have you done? Oh, well, you know, 2 gold, 3 silver, a bronze. What? Because we do. We've got Olympic stars coming to that track.
We do.
I know. And they're so humble. My gosh. But they do like to ride fast. So, Roger, where do you work?
Oh, I own Bernie's Bike Shop in Ocean Beach.
And I only wanted to bring that up because I've heard so many good things about Bernie's Bike Shop.
Okay.
You're the flat tire king from what I understand.
Yes, I am.
But, you know, and I think the other thing, too, that's interesting, and let's talk a little bit about is the bicycle itself. 2 wheels, a frame, and a seat, and a crank.
And a chain.
And a handlebars.
But they are so different in one respect, don't you think?
Right.
A little bit.
In the technologies and what have you?
Well, some to go fast, some parts need to be kind of aerodynamic, and a lot of carbon fibers used.
Well, I was looking at a couple of bikes out there. There were carbon fibered bikes. You know what they call it? What do they call it? With the front, you know, the down tube is more or less in a wing.
Yeah, teardrop shaped.
There you go. But then there was a really old bike out there, an old Italian bike. It was that light green, kind of a little bit lighter than the color of your shirt. I can't think of the name of the bike.
Bianchi.
That this thing was what 40 years old?
Yeah.
Which is just crazy. And that 40-year-old bike was staying right up with the look.
Yes.
That was a pretty bike. Is they always that fast? Or is it just pretty?
It's a little bit slower, but the guy on it was strong.
Is that what it was?
Yes.
That was what it was strong. What's the age limit, Pat, for kids if they want to come down and learn how to be a bicyclist?
Well, they like to have the kids start ages 8 through 16. And they're even wanting to have the younger ones, you know, younger than 8.
Sure.
But they have to have the right number of coaches
to make sure
that everybody's got enough attention while they're there. But right. 8 through 16.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, folks, it's if you've never tried it or you've never done it, you'll get hooked because it's the whole place is very infectious. It's like family. I mean, even though you're in the stands and we're on the track, I mean, we're yelling back and forth at each other and we're having ourselves a gay old time and we got prings that we throw out to the audience, and those are little gifts like Bernie's Bike Shop. You know, wait, have you ever brought anything? You never bring nothing.
Not too much.
It's that other bike shop. I'm only kidding. That was it. Hub and Spoke. No, I'm only kidding.
There's a lot of bike shops that support.
Yeah, I know. I'm just giving them a hard time.
And it's also their gifts, but what it does is it hopefully makes them race faster.
Cookies. A cookie preem seems to get these guys cranking. I'm telling you, it's great. All right, well, we're getting close to the end. So, again, the event is
this Sunday, the 3rd of September. A week from today. And it's at 1 o'clock. And come on down. And it's kind of tricky to find. So, this is in Morley Field. It's by the Bud Kearns Pool. If you go to that park where the pool is, you're going to look behind the pool and the tennis courts, and you're going to see the lights of the velodrome. That's the part you're going to see the soonest. But there's plenty of parking out there.
Yeah.
Please come on down. It is free. We do need people to come and cheer on the racers that
Absolutely.
Are going to spend the time the afternoon. It's going to be about from 1 to 4 p.m. next Sunday, the 3rd of September.
Just when we're on radio.
Oh.
But that's okay. Yeah, another easy way to get to it, folks, get to Pershing. Get off of 5 on Pershing and then just go Pershing north. And as you go up over the hill, and just you'll see all the city trucks to the left. There's only one driveway. That's it. Drive until you can't go any farther. All right. Well, guys, I can't thank you enough. See, I told you it would be fun and easy.
Awesome.
So, folks, SanDiegoVelodrome.com. You got to get down there. Check them out. More fun than you could ever imagine. And bring a sweater. All right, folks, we're going to take a break. We come back. Gun Sports Radio.
Well, the radio show does have two Facebook pages I want to mention since we're wrapping up. I hear our music. Yes. So there's one for You I Don't Know, and it's just very simple. You I Don't Know.
That's it.
And then the one for Racer Radio, really, this is a stretch. Racer Radio on Facebook.
All right. And San Diego Velodrome on Facebook, too.
There you go.
SD Velodrome. Check it out. All right, guys. Thanks a lot. Appreciate having you in. We're going to take a small break. We come back. Gun Sports Radio.
See you next week. Happy trails.
Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network.